When your spirit flows with mine in holy communion, you know what a pleasing thing this is to me, says the Spirit of the Lord. For I love those who yield to me, for I yield myself to them and supply the things that they are asking me for, says the Spirit of grace. For it is my desire to meet every need, to occupy every place, says the Spirit of the Lord. Why do you consider your finances as something greater to spend time with than spending time with me? I promised you that he who sought my righteousness first, that these things would be added. For I would say, pursue me, pursue your walk with me, and I will add these things, but with them will be no sorrow. Pursue me the same way you pursue that wealth, and I will add to you, only without the sorrow, and without the care, and without the heartache. For I especially love those times of fellowship with you, no matter what they are over. I love those times of fellowship with you, and I will add all these other things. Where are my mighty men and women? Where are those who received their dead to life? Those who walked and broke no pace, even though the enemy manifested himself in one way or another in a way that has stopped most. Where are those who hear with their ear and speak what I say with their mouth? Where are those who will challenge things currently the way they are, regardless of the persecution? Yes, for those who stir the devil up, from time to time, some of you will have the privilege of being my martyr. But it is only because I sent you in. And know this, I love those whom no one could reach, and your reward shall be great. Where are those who are willing to step out, although they cannot see? Where are those who are willing to step out when everyone else says it is impossible, that it cannot be done? You are the ones I am looking for. For as much as I love you, I love those whom you are reaching for. For all of those who want to know what drives my search engine, what drives my engine to the nth degree, are those who never stray too far from the principles of reaching those who are not saved. It is my ultimate desire to see to it that they are saved. I will pour my signs and wonders out. These things belong to you. They are your inheritance, and you are the benefactors. Success is not earthly things. Success is gathering your wealth in me, gathering your inheritance in me, and the fullness of it. Your life in me and our fellowship, that is your wealth, your inheritance. Your wealth is in me. I love those who love me, and I love those who don't know me. I am love, but oh, the joy in this father's heart to be able to help my family gather their inheritance in me and to walk in it. That is a joy to my heart. That is joy. My joy is your life in me. My joy is your fellowship with me. If you had no earthly treasures, would you still love me? If you had no earthly treasures, would you still follow me? If you had no earthly treasures, would you obey me? To those who have allowed themselves to be abased on my behalf, I know the journey is often difficult and not always easy. Know that your fellowship with me in the journey is joyful to me. Time, time, time. Many have abhorred the time it has taken to get where they are and to go where they are going in me. My first words to you were endurance and stand. For without these and a strong foundation upon which to build, I would not be able to move you forward into greater understanding and strength concerning kingdom things. I still say endure. As good soldiers, Endure the rigors of training and stand strong to be diligent and constant in me. Your adversary is still speaking loudly of defeat and growling threats about many things. But rejoice and stand strong, for victory is the truth in me. I love those who love me and are fighting the good fight of faith, growing stronger continually. I love those whose hearts are yielding in ever greater degrees, for this gives me much to work with. This is humility. I always give grace to the humble to press in for victory after victory. Do not abhor the time. Endure the hardness in your training, for you are being equipped for a place of readiness in me that equates to sweet intimacy, deep understanding, and great trust indeed. So stand fast and allow yourself to continue in that fellowship with me, for my heart longs for you, to hear your voice, to hear you call my name. I love you, and I love to hear you worship me. I love to hear you take my word and speak it back to me. I love to hear you stand strong and tall without shame, for you are my ambassadors. You are my sons, my daughters, but you are also my warriors, says the Lord. And for some, the war has been greater than it had been before. It seems stronger, yet you seem to know you have victory, a strange sense on the inside. So you continue to stand firm, and in this I am well pleased, says the Lord. I love to pull each of you aside and instruct you in the ways of my grace, says the Spirit of the Lord, and take you down those veins, those fine lines that differentiate your life and your ministry from another. For I would like to call you into that holy place with me and cause you to understand how my power can transform and make you free. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and subject yourself, yes, even as He who is totally teachable to my Spirit, says the Spirit of grace. If you will humble yourself, I will exalt you in due time. For your enemy would seek through subtlety to divert you and to lead you down the paths of your flesh. But know this, he who edifies himself can stand the test. Hear what the Spirit would say. For I desire a relationship with you, but you must be fed by my Spirit. For there must be counsel and wisdom. Learn to enter into my presence with victory in your mind. When you come to present yourself over a problem, come as though you have already believed that you have received the answer for it. For I love to sit in counsel and in business deals with those who know they have the victory. I love the impossible, for I get greater testimonies from the impossible. I love to make a way where there is no way. I love to take circumstances and turn them in the view of everyone involved. I am the Lord your God, and I can cause your clothes not to grow old. I can cause your wealth not to diminish, and your health to be in place. I can cause your mind to articulate and hear clearly all the days of your life. Hear what the Spirit would say, for this is an untapped area that I desire to give to you. The more my children do to yield themselves to my grace, the more they do to establish my standing in their lives. For when you do those things that promote my grace, you are promoting me. And the highest kind of grace that I love to give is when you are reaching for me. You are reaching for a fellowship and a place in my Spirit that you will walk with me where you have not walked before. And oh, that will cause the kind of rejoicing and laughter and fullness in you that you can have no other way. And it is my pleasure for you who are reaching in this manner to move through this place at this time, and for me to give you some things that you have not been able to receive before. I love you, and it is my great joy to father you and to instruct you in the way of my life in you. By my Spirit, I instruct you and help you see my life and strength in you. It is my great joy to speak my words of life and watch them build in you. I love to see my words produce my life, my image in you. This is my Father's heart toward you. I love you, and I enjoy you, and I have expectations, and my expectations are true. I expect my words of life to bear much fruit in you, for my words are spirit, and they are life, and as you partake of them, they transform you. In your walk, I cannot love you more than I already do, because I am love, and I love to shed that love on you in manifestation when you can receive it. There is no greater joy for me than to fellowship with you on the level of my love. I am love. I cannot love you anymore, but you can stop and find out how to receive more of the love I have already given you. For you who will listen, I love to continue what I am doing in your body. And when you fellowship with me, you go from where you are to where I am. And where I am, it is done. In that day, it will be done. So do not accept it the way it is now, but proceed forward in me and say what I say, and you will see. This is for each and every one of you to be healed